A prayer for the children of the nations. Favor. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. According to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to our children and their house, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as I remember my children in my prayers night and day. Hear us, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn our children according to the multitude of your tender mercies. As a vessel of ministry, abiding in God and abiding in his love, we lift up our children and their entire house. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to our children. In the name of Jesus, let our children love the name of the Lord. In Christ, we call upon our Father God, and in Christ, we ask that He will look on our children and their family favorably and make them fruitful, multiply them, and confirm His covenant with them. They shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. In Christ we pray that our children and their loved ones will eat the bread of the covenant with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. God will set His tabernacle among them, and His soul shall not abhor them. He will walk among them and be their God, and they shall be His people. He is the Lord their God, and He has broken the bands of their yoke and made them walk uprightly. It is written, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. In the name of Jesus, praise the name of the Lord our God, who has dealt wondrously with our children and their family. Blessed of the Lord is their land, and precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountain, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of Him dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come on their head and on the crown of their head. Let the blessing come upon their head and the head of their family, all of their house and their nation. Christ, we pray, in the name of Jesus, the Lord, the Holy One in Israel, that our children and their family will be satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord and possess their land. Abiding in the Son and the Father, we petition Jesus Christ, the author of eternal salvation, the King of righteousness, the King of peace, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, the Son of God, called by God as High Priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, of the God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, to bless our children and their house and their nation. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will find grace and favor in His sight. He will show them a sign that it is Him who walks with them, talks with them, and blesses them. God, justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus, He will set His glory among all the people and all of the nations, and all of the nations shall see His judgment, which He has executed in His hand, which He has laid on our children and their house, and the mercy and the favor He has shown them by pouring out His Spirit upon them. They shall know that He is their Lord, their God, from that day forward. In the name of Jesus, there is none like Him. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will be most blessed, that they will be favored by their brothers and sisters in Christ. Their sandals shall be iron and bronze. As their days, so shall their strength be. There is no one like God the Most High, who rides the heavens to help them. And in His excellency on the clouds, the eternal God is their refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arm. He will thrust out the enemy before our children. Christ, we pray that our children and their house and their nation will find favor in the eyes of the Lord, and He will show them His habitation. By His favor, the Lord will make their mountain stand strong. The Lord their God has a mighty arm, strong as His hand and high as His right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. Mercy and truth go before His face. Blessed are they, His people, who know the joyful sound. Our children shall walk in the light of His countenance. In Christ we pray that in His name our children and their people will rejoice all day long, and in His righteousness they are exalted. For He is the glory of their strength, and in His favor their horn is exalted. For their shield belongs to the Lord, and they to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of Jesus, in the majesty, to the name of the Lord, in Christ we pray, that the Lord God will find our children. with his holy oil. He will anoint them, that with them and their house and their nation his hand shall be established. Also his arm shall strengthen them. The enemy shall not outwit our children and their loved ones, nor the son of wickedness afflict them. May the Lord God beat down their foes before their face and plague those who hate them. May God's faithfulness and his mercy be with our children and their people, and in his name their horn shall be exalted. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround them as with a shield. In Christ we pray, our children and all of their family will cry to the Lord. You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Shout for joy and be glad. Let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in their prosperity. Grace be poured upon their lips. Let their tongues speak of his righteousness, and may they praise his name forever. In the name of Jesus, called faithful and true, in Christ we entreat the favor of the Lord our God, and pray for our children and their house and their nation, that the Lord God remembers them with the favor he has towards his people. Oh, that he will visit them and their loved ones with his salvation, that they and their family may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that they may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that they may glory with his inheritance. The Lord our God has called them in righteousness and will hold their hand. He will bring them by a way they did not know, and he will lead them in paths they have not known. He will make darkness light before our children, and the crooked places straight. These things he will do for them and their family, and not forsake them. Christ, we pray that our children will listen to him, hear instruction, and be wise, and do not disdain his wisdom, but find life and obtain favor from the Lord God. Christ, we ask, in the name of Jesus, that our children and their house and their nation will find grace and favor in God's sight, and he will know them by name, show them his glory, make his goodness pass before them, and he will proclaim the name of the Lord before them. According to his excellent greatness, he will show them his way, that our children may know him, and that they and their house and their nation may find favor in his sight. Christ, we pray that the Lord our God will go with our children and go among them, even though they are stiff-necked people, and pardon their iniquity and their sin. Take them as his inheritance. Truly, they shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that he will do with our children and their house. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over our children, and his glory will be seen upon them. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. In the name of Jesus, holy and true, in Christ we ask God to enlighten their eyes and give them a measure of revival, that our children will prepare their heart and stretch out their hand toward God, that they will find favor in his sight, and he will increase his mercy toward them. May the Lord grant our children and their people life and favor, and may his care preserve their spirit. Surely they will increase wisdom and grow in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men, and obtain favor with all who see them. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will be steadfast and not fear, that they will forget their misery and remember it as waters that have passed away, and their life will be brighter than noonday. Sing praise to the Lord, saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. May the Lord turn their mourning into dancing and clothe them with gladness. Truly, they will be like the morning. They will be secure, rest and safety. In Christ we pray that God, their God, will anoint our children with the oil of gladness, and all their garments are scented with myrrh and aloes, cassia, to the end that their glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord our God, they will give thanks to you forever. In the name of Jesus, just and true are his ways. In Christ we pray that the Lord will be with our children and their people, and whatever they do, the Lord will make prosper, that they shall not go empty-handed, but the Lord will give them favor in the sight of their enemies, so that they grant them whatever they request. May the Lord deliver our children out of all their trouble, and give them favor and wisdom in the presence of their enemies. According to his abundant mercy, may God show them mercy and give our children and their people favor in the sight of those who have authority over them. May God bless them for the sake of our children. In Christ we pray that God will bring our children into favor, and good will be all those that touch their life and cover them with loving favor and a good name. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In the name of Jesus, just and true are his works. We pray that our children will entreat God's favor with their whole heart, that he will be merciful to them and their family, according to his word. Surely, they are a companion to those who fear the Lord and those who keep his precepts. The earth is full of the Lord's mercy. May he teach our children and their people his statutes. Let him deal with them and their house and their nation according to his word. May the God of truth teach our children good judgment and knowledge. In Christ we pray that they will fear God's commandment and be rewarded. They will have a good understanding and gain favor. They will be prudent and act with knowledge. For the law of the wise is a fountain of life to turn them away from the snares of death. Let not mercy and truth forsake our children. Bind them around their neck. Write them on the tablet of their heart, and they shall find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. In Christ we pray that our children will trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not on their own understanding. In all their ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct their paths, that they will not be wise in their own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it will be health to their flesh and strength to their bone. In Christ we urge our children and their family to honor the Lord with their possessions and with the first fruits of all their increase, that they will repay according to the favor shown them, for with the same measure they use, it will be measured back to them. May they diligently seek good and find favor, for among the upright there is favor, for a good man obtains favor from the Lord. To the righteous good shall be repaid. We think, O God, O your loving kindness. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. It was not their arm that saved them, and they did not gain possession of their land by their own might or by their power, but by God's right hand, God's arm, and the light of his countenance, by the Spirit of the Lord, because he favored our children. Jesus Christ, their King and Savior, commands a victory for them. Through Jesus, they will push down their enemies. Through his name, they will trample those who rise up against them. Thanks be to God, who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord their God has saved our children and their house and their nation from their enemies and has put to shame those who hated them. The Lord God has been favorable to their land. He has forgiven the iniquity of our children and their people, and he has covered all their sins. He has saved them from the hand of them who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made. Favor the saints of the Most High, which they are, and the time is here for them to possess the kingdom of God. Justice for man, for our children, comes from the Lord, for in God's favor he has mercy on them. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty, and in your majesty ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them. In truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord and their King, to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who by one offering has perfected forever those who are being sanctified, and in his name we receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever in the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.